Well, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Man, you are just on fire over there with all these things going on. There you are over there as spring is in the air. We've come through some of these great big Easter and all the colored Easter eggs and tons of chocolate, and we're just flying sugar high, sugar high. Jim, I've eaten so many jelly beans. I love jelly beans. And I eat them one time a year at Easter. And I eat them like there's no tomorrow. If I keep eating them like this, guess what? There is going to be no tomorrow. That's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr. This is Failing Up, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing into the Oswego River, going north all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario. Oh, beautiful Lake of Ontario. Gearing up now. Not too long, it'll be filled with summertime fun. And those big ships still going on through. Those big cargo ships still going through there. Hey, you can get from Lake Ontario, make a right past 1,000 islands on the St. Lawrence Seaway, all the way up. Takes you right out to the Atlantic Ocean, flowing north and around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, somehow you're going to end up in that beautiful city of Toronto, Canada. And in Buffalo, go over a falls, you're on to Lake Erie. Then you get yourself to Lake Michigan, Huron, Superior, those great, huge lakes. And Superior is definitely Superior. Look up the history on Lake Superior sometime. You're going to see that lake is just like crazy big. How you doing, Jungle Jim? Did you have a good week? Huh? Did you miss me? Yeah, like the boil you never had. What a week. What a time. What a crazy, crazy time. Whew. You know, we got a former president going on trial, criminal trial, finally happening, finally going to see it. I mean, this is kind of like Watergate on steroids, I think. Think about Nixon is Tricky Dick. Tricky Dick Nixon was the president who was involved in the cover-up of the Watergate break-in in the early 70s, 1972 election. And he had other shenanigans. And then, of course, he was going to be impeached in 1974, resigned before he was impeached and charged. But he was never impeached. This president, former president, has been impeached twice. And now he's up for, the hush money with a porn star. They always say adult porn star. Are there any other kind of porn stars? I'm sure there are other illegal ones. But anyway, that's a whole scary, horrible avenue to go on. So an adult porn star, just one of many. So that's kicking off. Not to mention that the Middle East is just heating up, and it's a literal tinderbox. And everything going on in the world with Ukraine, and we have a Senate that can't decide, if they want white wine or red wine. They can't make a decision. Everyone's trying to, they're covering their ass. I mean, my God, protecting their ass, kissing the rings. Holy smokes. I mean, Mike Johnson has the spine of boiled spaghetti that will not stick to the wall. He's like the little weasel in the playground. You know, Mike Johnson, is that his name? Johnson, Speaker Johnson. Is it Mike? Mark, whatever the frick. I can't remember his first name. He's just this little weasel, little teeny weasel without a spine. And so the playground bully, Marjorie, the playground cray-cray bully, Marjorie Taylor Greene is picking on him in the playground. So he runs down to mommy/daddy, Donnie in Florida, to hide under his dress. And, so that the bully will leave him alone. And daddy comes out and says, leave this little kid alone. He's doing my work. He's okay. Leave him alone. Don't pick on him. And you're a nice kid too. I don't have a favorite child. I have the child who benefits me at the moment. Total insanity, And then the speaker, while Congress is bickering and fighting all around political posturing and pointing the finger, the Ukraine is crumbling, and the rest of the world, Israel's being attacked by Iran, and everyone's just pointing the finger. They're spinning. They can't answer the question, and they're marionettes, just marionettes on the strings of the puppet master. And it's not Geppetto, it's Trump. And it has ramifications. And then they're all like, Well, it's not my fault. It's this fault. They're just spinning it. Spin, spin, spin. And no accountability, because lies have become truth, Jungle Jim. Lies have become truth. You know, a bill to be pushed through about 3 or 4 weeks ago that would tighten up the border, would have supported Ukraine and Israel, thrown down because King Trump didn't want it. But yet, now that the shit's hitting the fan, everybody's pointing the finger at everybody, spinning it. It's like the tilt-a-whirl. It's like having the greasy onion and the sausage sandwich at the state fair, getting on the tilt-a-whirl, just wanting to hurl. Just wanting to hurl. Jeez Louise, I can't take it anymore. Jim, I can't take it anymore. It's crazy. And there's no one to step up. There's no one to just, at this point, but you know who can step up? You know who can step up, folks? The voters. The voters can really start not looking at this as a sporting event, not looking at this as some type of competition, or not looking at this as me versus you, but really looking at this. Now, there's a core group that you're just never going to change. You know, you can argue with a cinder block, and it's always going to be a cinder block. And that's what you're looking at with a lot of this MAGA movement. They're cinder blocks. You're arguing with a cinder block, it's always going to be a cinder block. You cannot tell a cinder block you're a tree. They're always going to be a cinder block. So you know what? Let them be a cinder block. But what you have to do is you have to find some more trees to, and those would be voters. And that's some type of metaphor that makes zero sense. But you have to do that, and you have to rally them, and not allow this communicative manipulation, this rhetorical wretch to continue. And the only way to prevent that is to counterpone it. And you have to not be nice all the time. You know, you can't just sit there and say, I'm above this. You can't be above it. You know, I know Michelle Obama said, when they go high, when they go low, we go high. Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to roll up and you got to get in the fucking mud. Sometimes you just, you know, you got to get in the mud. You got to get in the dirt. As Johnny Cash saying, and a boy, you just got to roll in the mud and the blood and the beer and then you win. You know, you can't say I'm not getting my Sunday clothes dirty. You can't say that, Jungle Jim. And I know you're still in your, look at you over there in your Sunday best clothes, your Sunday going to meet clothes. Beautiful. I mean, just beautiful. The way you dress for this podcast is impeccable. I wish we were on video and people could see you right now. I mean, my God, here we are and spring is in full gear, and there you are in those white, what are those, chinos, those white pants, some type of pink printed button-down shirt and a beautiful white tuxedo top. My God, look at you in the white shoes. You are like the epitome of brightness and cool over there. I look at you and I just, you're zen. Uncle Jungle Jim, you are zen, baby. You're zen. You're zen and I'm the opposite. I'm chaos. But in any event, I have no idea what I was talking about. It probably doesn't make a lot of sense anyways, because that is my MO, modus operandi. But in any event, the spin. You know, just time out. 80% of the rhetoric that you're hearing right now is a lie. It's lies. Just assume it's lies. And the cinder, it doesn't impact cinder blocks. That's forest and trees and all that crap. That's what I'm talking about. But the other part of the country has to just wake up, because you know what? There are consequences. There are consequences to actions. And believe it or not, this is still a democracy and the voice of the people get heard, especially seeing there's electoral college, especially in swing states. Time for coffee. Coffee is brought to you by my left hand and my coffee mug. Hold on, please. Yeah. Arr, nothing like a cup of Joe. I don't know where that came from, but I'll tell you, coffee is such, take it all away. Take everything away, but don't take away coffee. I hate the taste of coffee. I didn't drink coffee until I was 21 years old because I didn't want to stunt my growth. I love the taste of coffee. I love the way it sticks on your tongue and taints your breath. And man, I mean, you know, if you want to feel like you slug through the mud, you know, you go to work and you chug a cup of coffee and your mouth is just saying, yeah, baby, I'm dirty and I'm nasty and let's go to work. Nothing like a cup of Joe to go. I'll have a cup of Joe to go. Duncan. I like Dunkin' because you can still say large and medium and small. It's not, I don't have to learn another language to order coffee at Dunkin'. I still call it Dunkin' Donuts. I can go to Dunkin' Donuts and order a cup of coffee and say, I'll have a large regular with cream. There's something refreshing about that. I'll have a venti with a splash of coconut milk that was grown in the south western hemisphere of the world, of Earth, planet Earth. Hum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum, hum-de-dum-dum-de-dum. Yeah, it's a small world after all. Yeah, it is a small world after all. Love that, right. But anyway, so the spin. I was watching Meet the Press this morning, and I forgot who this guy was. He was a Republican representative of fantasy, and they were in the commentator or the person on Meet the Press was asking, and he couldn't answer yes or no. They don't answer. They go into these long, and it just drives me crazy, man. So we have to calm down and take a breath. And stop focusing on being right and wrong and having sides, but take a look at how it impacts you as an individual, how these decisions do. Take a look at, whoa, he's great. So-and-so's old and senile. First of all, they're the same age. Okay, so we're going to get into presidency. They're the same age, so that's a moot point. Okay, so forget that. Throw that out the window. Then you got to go through some other areas and take a look at what's going on. But ultimately, when people say, well, the world's going crazy, it's going crazy. What's happening? What's going on, Mother Father? What's going on is people, it's a spectator sport. People are watching it go on. You know, it's not a spectator sport. You have to get involved. You have to vote. You have to get your voice out there. You have to be heard. It's an action sport. This isn't something you just sit on the sidelines and say, oh my God, I clicked my heels three times. I wish there were two different people running. I really do. I wish there were two different people running. Oh my gosh, why do we have these choices again? It's always the same two bozos. And those bozos could be filled in with any name. It's because of you, the people. Because in between these political and presidential elections, you're just kind of dozing off, cruising along. And now people, January, people were in denial, saying, this isn't going to happen. It's not going to be Trump and Biden. Well, guess what? It is. So suck it up. It is. Suck it up. Put on your big boy pants and march forward. But hold, be clear. Let me be clear at Jungle Jim. Let me be clear here. Okay? As clear as those cool glasses you're wearing today. And those are so clean. How do you keep your glasses so clean? But in any event, let me be clear here that it boils down to this is still a democracy, which means your vote counts. And by no vote, that is such a lame thing to do. I'm so pissed off. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to show them I'm not going to vote. Guess what? A no vote is a vote. No action is action. Okay? You don't vote, you voted. All right? You did. And if you don't like who got in office because you didn't vote, then keep your mouth shut because you didn't vote. You don't have a voice. If you did vote and you don't like who got in office, then you can bitch all you want because at least you voted. You can bitch all you want. God bless you. Even if you voted for somebody you don't like, God bless you. At least you did something. At least you took action. But if you have a protest, I'm protesting and I'm not voting, you just checked out. And wherever that shit comes off the fan and hits you in the face, you cannot complain. You got to smell it, whiff it, enjoy it all the way. But this is not a spectator sport. This is time for people to read and educate and learn, take a position, take a position on policy, not on personality. Oh, gosh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted from all. I know Jungle Jim out here. That's Jungle Jim. This is Tim Marr. That was my lecture. This is Failing Up. Bye-bye.